And it's time for what is now a weekly COVID update. And to the phones we go. We have Riley County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer Julie Gibbs joining us. It's been a couple of weeks, Julie. Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you, Dave. Good morning.
I know you haven't been on siesta or vacation or anything like that, and hopefully that day will come soon.
I'm hopeful.
Here we are once again talking about better numbers. I understand we had, 15 new COVID cases in Riley County over the weekend?
Yeah, 15 actually since Wednesday, so that's good news.
That's what, 4 or 5 days?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so we're getting three or four cases a day.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta like that. And
yes.
Bring us up to date on some of the numbers that you have right now.
Sure, yeah. Well, again, we only had 15 new cases since last Wednesday, so that brings Riley County to a total of 6,231 confirmed positives, with only 47 of those being active cases, and 6,151 have recovered. As of yesterday, we only had one positive patient being cared for at Ascension Day Christie Hospital, no one in the ICU. And another piece of really good news is that our percent positive has stayed under 5% for over a month now. So I'm really happy to share those good numbers with you, Dave.
Well, you've had a new local health order in effect for a week. What kind of response are you hearing from the community?
A little mixed response. Some individuals were a little surprised by that, and rightfully so. You know, we did release a lot of restrictions from that order. But honestly, with the criteria that we had set forth, looking at that, we definitely met that criteria and then some. So it was time for us to release some of those restrictions. And of course, we'll see how it plays out, but we felt very confident doing that with given our low percentage, the hospital not being overwhelmed, the amount of vaccinations that we've been able to administer so far. But we still left two very important things in that order, number 20, and that is to strongly encourage our social distancing and our mask mandate for the county. So those are two things that have kept us safe throughout this pandemic, so we wanted to keep those in our order number 20.
It's been about a year now since we started using the phrase flatten the curve. Did you expect it to go a year?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else did either. Well, also, you know, the restrictions loosening up on restaurants and bars, and I'm hearing a lot of positives from people that are in those industries.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of positive feedback from that as well. And again, we hope that they do keep some safety protocols in. We've already had some questions from many bar owners, restaurant owners about, you know, is it okay to keep those partitions in place? Is it okay to keep screening our employees? And yes, the answer is yes, definitely. We encourage you to keep those things in place, whatever keeps your employees safe. In the meantime, we're working through our phase two to try to get to some of those employees to get them vaccinated.
One of the most difficult things to find in town right now is plexiglass.
Yes, imagine so.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I think we skipped over a couple of details with the report came out yesterday. I understand there's one hospitalization right now with COVID.
There is. Yep, one hospitalization. Nobody in the ICU.
And it's been a couple of weeks since we've had a death here locally due to COVID.
That's correct. I believe our total is 33, but yes, it's been a while since we've had a death.
Well, there's a report that came out over the weekend that, for several days there, Kansas, the state, did not have any COVID deaths for a couple of days. And that's very welcome news as well. And you know, when you talk about the state and the battle against COVID, obviously, you know, some counties not able to move on to phase three because they're not finished with phase two. Where do we stand right now with the vaccination process and who can get theirs?
Yeah, so as you recall, we had a little bump in the road last week with moving on to phase three. So we were encouraged by the state to go ahead and get through phase two entirely according to the state's plan. So we had to backtrack a little ways, and now we're trying to get through that phase two. So we're looking at all critical workers. So if you're interested in knowing what that means, you can visit the state website. It's kdheks.gov. They do have their vaccination plan all rolled out there and in detail. detail. You can see what a critical worker means as far as phase two, but we are trying to work through that process. I will encourage people that if you haven't signed up on our website for a vaccine yet, please do so. There's a vaccine request form there, and it does indicate, you can indicate if you are a critical worker or not. You can mark that if you are. We are working through that phase two, and hopefully we'll work through it rather quickly. We have so far been able to administer 5,636 first doses, a little over 4,000 fully vaccinated. So that's good news. And we are up to 4 clinics this week with 1 today. And the rest of this week, we've invited those critical workers for their first doses to come today and tomorrow. Those invites went out yesterday through Everbridge. And we will be inviting those that are to come in for their second shot or their booster on Thursday and Friday. We'll be sending those invites out later today.
How many vaccines are you getting in from the state?
It depends on the week. Last week, we didn't get as much as we wanted to get in. This week, I believe it's around 1,200 for our first doses. Now, I will say they come in separate shipments for first doses and second doses, and that all depends on the week. So we never really know what we're going to get, but we're anywhere from about 1,000 to 2,500 is what we're getting in per week. And again, those are designated for either first doses or second doses.
Okay. And you're still doing, I understand, for another couple of weeks, the free COVID testing from the state, or Well
Health? Yes. Well Health is the company offering free saliva-based kits, testing. They're located now at 419 Holiday Drive, and they're currently administering about 35 tests per day with about a 1 to 2 day turnaround, so pretty quick and easy process. They are available Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30, and you can easily schedule an appointment online by visiting gogettested.com. We also have the RADx team from the health department administering saliva-based tests. These are free throughout the month at various locations in the county. They'll actually be at the Manhattan Library tomorrow from 4 to 6. So that's tomorrow, Wednesday, March 10th from 4 to 6. You can stop by whether you're symptomatic or asymptomatic. It's free of charge to grab one of those saliva-based kits.
Any testing and or vaccination processes going to be happening outside the city of Manhattan here in the next few days?
We do have testing for sure. Every week we're doing testing in and outside of Manhattan, and we're looking in the future at being able to offer some mobile vaccinations. We'd really like to try to get through the majority of our phase two individuals before we get there. We are offering mobile vaccinations to our homebound individuals. So if you mark that you are homebound on that request form, we can come to you. So be sure that you mark that. If you're not able to get out, you can always mark that and we can come to you. We'll give you a call first and set that up, but we can make that happen.
What about restrictions with, excuse me, oh boy, that came up out of nowhere. Pardon me about that. What about restrictions with regard to events these days?
There's not many restrictions. We still, of course, encourage individuals to socially distance and make sure that you're wearing that mask, all those precautions that we've been taking this whole time. But no restrictions as far as events, just using your best judgment. You can always call the health department or email us at RileyCountyCOVID19@gmail.com if you have any questions about an event that you're hosting.
We've covered a lot of territory this morning. You know, you do such a good job of getting all the information out and trying to dance around my questions. Anything else, Julie Gibbs, that you want to touch base on today?
Well, I do want to remind everyone that starting this week, we did reduce our screening line hours to Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until noon. I still want to encourage anyone with symptoms to call our screening line at 785-323-6400. And again, that will be available on the weekdays from 8 a.m. until noon.
Okay. Well, continued good work and good wishes to all of you in the healthcare field. And we certainly appreciate all the work and the sacrifices. I know that there are many that a lot of folks have been putting in a lot of hours and hopefully, you know, alleviating some fears here pretty soon.
Yeah, we hope so too. And I do want to give a shout out to all of our workers, you know, the health department staff and all the county staff and the city staff, too, that has helped us with all the vaccination clinics, and certainly our volunteers who have helped us out tremendously. We wouldn't be able to do those vaccination clinics without you. So thank you so much.
Our next update will be next Tuesday here at News Radio KMAN. Julie Gibbs, keep up the good fight, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you, Dave.
Appreciate all your work and your help. 7:13 in the morning at News Radio KMAN.